With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. State Treasurer Todd Russ and Governor Stitt are pleased with the state's latest improved credit rating. Fitch Ratings moving Oklahoma from stable to positive. Pornography isn't something those below the age of 18 should have easy access to. State Representative Randy Rendleman of Eufaula says his bill requires companies to age verify potential customers.
Yes, there is provisions in this bill that material will not be used, so they're to retain that or destroy that. If they do, then there's laws against that as well.
The measure heads to the House floor for debate. The Oklahoma House Criminal Justice Committee has approved a bill to change from a misdemeanor to a felony the crime of operating a house of prostitution. House sponsor Representative Eric Roberts says the current law isn't working.
Massage parlors, they get busted, they get a misdemeanor, they close down, they move two blocks over, and they open back up.
Roberts believes increasing the penalty will put a dent in human trafficking cases. A state senator wants Oklahomans to be able to use state parks for free. A bill by George Burns of Pollard would allow the Parks Commission the ability to issue an annual pass for visitors and remove fees for Oklahomans. The bill heads to the full Senate for consideration. A bill working its way through the legislature would require a return of the Educators Hall of Fame. More from Bob Sands.
A move to restore the Oklahoma Educators Hall of Fame to the offices of the State Education Department has cleared a House committee. When Superintendent Ryan Walters took over, he had the pictures of the former education leaders removed, claiming they were union bosses. That included the picture of the man for which the Education Department's building is named after, former State Superintendent Oliver Hodge.
Covering state capital news, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
As state lawmakers gather at the state capitol, it's your money they're spending. The Radio Oklahoma News Network covers the Capitol asking questions about how their laws impact you for the next decade. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on one of our great Radio Oklahoma News Network affiliates, or check us out at RadioOklahomaNews.com.